Well, they did a comparison about CM Punk and Brock Lesnar. CM Punk held the belt 400 and something days, and he defended the title 70 or 80 something times, and Brock Lesnar held the title longer than he did, but Brock only defended it 14 times. That's it.
Yeah.
He only defended that title 14 times, and that's all. Okay, you're a part-timer? Then don't put the belt on the man.
Yeah.
We need a fighting – they need a fighting champion. They don't need somebody that says, well, I don't want to be at this pay-per-view. You can do something. Have a meatloaf contest or something like that. I don't want to do this. Bye. I got to go to UFC and push another champion around. I got to make sure my steroids are out of my body before I have my drug test. Really? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is – you're making the wrestling a joke. You never liked it. He didn't like it. He was in it for the money. Congratulations. You got your dollars. Now go into the UFC and go get your clock cleaned real quick. And then come whining back to Vince after you have a bloody eye and a bloody nose, which I'll pay money to watch that just to see someone push him down the side. I'll pay money to watch that one.
Yeah. Speaking of MMA, you know that Jack Swagger is now going to be a Bellator competitor, I think.
Well, we people will
he's
going to
do both for a while.
Yeah. I hope he does. Didn't he go to Lucha Underground?
Yeah, he's been with Lucha Underground. I recently saw him in Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been running the independent scene quite a bit, but he's done quite a few shows for Lucha. Jake Strong, I think is his name. That's what they call him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad that Jack is still going around, and he'd be good as a coming back to the WWE, but we know that's not ever going to happen. And if he goes into Bellator and he goes into MMA, congratulations. You'll be just like CM Punk. Maybe your match won't last 30 seconds.
The thing that he has going for him is that he was an excellent college wrestler. I mean,
very true.
Like Dolph Ziggler, you know, he's a legitimate wrestler.
Yeah, legitimate wrestler, NCAA champion.
So, he can probably hold his own if he can keep away from the kicks. But I don't know a lot about MMA, mixed martial arts, and all that. I don't particularly enjoy that. You probably do because you know, what degree belt are you now?
I am a 6-degree black belt in Hapkido, and I hold a 5th-degree black belt in Okinawan Kempo. I've been doing it since the age of 7. So, and I'm 42 right now, and I will admit I'm not a big fan of the MMA. I think it's human chicken fighting, basically. I don't like it. It does bring out the sport. I have trained a couple of people that did MMA, I don't like it. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know me. I'm a 7th-degree belt, cheese belt in the manly art of fondue.
Oh yes, we also fondue. Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I know how to do the fondue.
Well, I've got my 10th-degree in sushi. So if you like sushi, somebody likes sushi. I gotta have the sushi.
And if you like sushi, like I like sushi.
There you go. There you go.
Well, anyway, the return of the Shield on Monday Night Raw. Let's talk about that a little bit. And then something that I've been reading the last couple of days on the web about the Shield and another group that might be getting back together, the Wyatt family.
Wyatt family. Well, you read the same thing I did. It would make perfect sense. It would make perfect sense that the Shield getting back together and attacking Braun Strowman. Well, Braun's got to, he's got to have a little bit of help somewhere. And Eric Rowan, he's out with a bicep. So that means, and, the broken, woken, or beaten, or weakened Matt Hardy is thinking about retiring. So where does that leave Bray Wyatt? It's time to bring back the Wyatt family. That would make sense.
I know people went crazy for the Shield on Monday Night Raw when all three of them came out. I didn't either. I mean, I'm a fan of the Shield, but okay, that's fine. But boy, when I started reading about the possibility of the Wyatt family getting back together, I always, in my head, I always thought they just didn't quite do the Wyatt family right.
They
were there, but they weren't, they didn't let them go over, like they should have been. So.
Yeah, I know, but, the Wyatt family was an excellent thing that they did. I mean, Bray Wyatt, he went from being with the Nexus to doing this right here, which catapulted his career, just skyrocketed his career, basically, into this. And I'm sorry, I'm tired of the Shield, and I have one question. Dean Ambrose, who decided to cut your hair? I didn't recognize you.
It's probably Renee.
Well, I know one dang thing. It was just awful when I saw him come through. I mean, he's built. He's gotten stouter and bigger, but that haircut. I mean, did Stevie Wonder decide to do it for you?
Yeah, there's little patches of bald in there that didn't quite. Like somebody slipped with the clippers a little bit. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, everybody. And the way that Seth Rollins was dressed in at SummerSlam, are you Thanos? Really?
That's what supposed to be a Thanos outfit. I'm going, why?
Do you have the glove? Do you have the magic stones that are going to turn everybody in? Come on. What, are you going to snap your fingers and everyone's going to disappear? Really, that would probably help WWE if you did. I
know when he walked out and he had that one gold boot on, I literally went, what the heck is, what? I was going, didn't dress that boy right, so.
I bet you when he put all this stuff on, he goes, seriously, this is what I'm wearing to the ring?
It's about like Kenny Omega in New Japan when he dressed up just, and you were going, what? What?
I'll make you a bet. He probably turned to the dresser and go, what, did Michael Jackson have a sale on or something? What the hell? I mean, come on. What is this?
That's for Shinsuke Nakamura, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That is awesome.
It'd be funny if Shinsuke, it would be funny if Shinsuke Nakamura would ever come out with one glove. Just one time.
I wish
just
he
do
would.
It. One glove. Just one glove.
And load it up to do his uppercut.
Oh, perfectly, yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be like the Sweet Chin Music when you load that boot, and then he would pound the mat real quick, and then he'd do that. That would be just perfect.
Yeah.
Now, that's a move. Oh, man. And the ding. Ding. Yeah.
Billy Jean. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
You want to be starting something? You want to be starting something? Anyway.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
We're getting off the beaten track here.
Then he opens up a can of Pepsi. Hey.
Oh. Yeah. But you know what? When Shinsuke was a face, I was not a fan. But now as a heel, I like him a lot better. Yeah.
Oh, he's good as a heel.
Yeah, he's good as a heel.
He's very good as a heel. And everyone's, now they're saying that he's like we talked about the last time, that he's going to go away and go back to New Japan. I don't think so now. He's got
a
new,
so
they've torn him down and rebuilt him back up as the heel. And I think everybody likes him as the heel now.
Yeah.
So, and he's still got that United States championship.
He would be excellent. I think he would be excellent as a tag team partner in a heel tag team too.
Ooh, but
I
wonder
get
who
too
partner.
Early. Yeah, I don't know
who could his partner be though. I mean,
you have to think about that.
Yeah, who could his partner be? I don't know. The only thing I could think of is Finn Balor went to SmackDown and he became a heel. That's the only one that I would really want is the Demon King and the Michael Jackson wannabe.
And by the way. I love that entrance of the Demon King. When he comes
Don't
out
like
as the
that?
Demon King,
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the most creative entrances I have ever seen. I adore that one. So that
I
is so good.
Demon King. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It comes out of Spawn. But, yeah, it's perfect. I mean, that's how he created himself, Finn Balor. But, they, like I said, they really messed him up because they're not pushing him like they should. He should be Intercontinental Champion. Or, really, he should be the Universal Champion still. To me,
yeah.
He should still be Universal Champion. But, oh, well, they just don't have potential there, I guess. I don't know. The man.
Yeah, and, you know,
they lost
a real marketing possibility when they moved the Good Brothers, the former Bullet Club members, the tag team over to SmackDown Live. They could have redone the Balor Club with all three of them and called them the Balor Club. And, I mean, Finn Balor sells enough at Balor Club merchandise, but if you had all three of them together all wearing that merchandise and letting the tag team do their thing and Finn Balor do his thing and doing the two sweeps in the ring, and they missed out on a marketing opportunity. And marketing being money. Yeah, they just completely dropped the ball on that one. Big time.
Yes. It's amazing how the WWE sees their product and how they do things, but that's just the way this big industry is now. I mean, more people are making a lot more money on the indie circuit than they are sometimes with the WWE, from what I understand.
Oh.
And but I mean, there's like we talked about the last time. There's some wrestlers that are making more money than they ever did in WWE.
Well, any other final thoughts before I cut you loose?
No, not really. The only thing that I wanted to talk, one more thing, was the death of Brian Christopher Lawler. Very tragic on him, and it doesn't look like it was suicide. They think it's something else. They believe someone murdered him inside that jail. Though the way that he was holding on, you could tell by his fingers that he was trying to stop whoever did this to him, or if he did it to himself, who knows. Me being a correctional officer for over 12 years, I can honestly tell somebody if someone tries to hang themselves and they're trying to stop it, or, I mean, the way his fingers were, they said they were really distorted. I think someone killed him. I really do. I don't think Ryan Christopher did this. I really don't. So Memphis has got a lot of heat on them. No pun intended on that either. But, it was a very tragic thing for Brian Christopher and the Lawler family.
And you know, the day that Jerry found out, he was booked someplace in Tennessee to wrestle against James Ellsworth. And he actually showed up that day and wrestled, and he was wearing Brian's ring jacket going into the ring.
Yeah.
So an emotional thing. That had to be unreal.
Well, I posted something about his funeral on Facebook, and they had this little red wagon and all the championships that he won. And I'm sorry, Brian Christopher Lawler, when he was with the USWA, he put on some of the greatest promos that I've ever seen. But he never lived up to his daddy. He never lived up to his daddy, and he never would. And he had a lot of demons. And the demons caught up with him. But may he rest in peace. So. It's
speaking
tragic,
of the USWA, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they are getting ready for a reunion show in Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh,
and part
really?
Of that reunion show, and I don't have the date in front of me, I think it's like the second weekend of September, they're going to have a reunion of the Fabulous Ones.
Oh, I wish I could go right. Oh, my gosh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Michael
That'd
Calvin,
be kind of cool to go to, wouldn't it?
Michael Calvin, if you're listening, you can go see the Fabulous Ones. Come on, brother. We can go from North Carolina to Tennessee real quick. Let's go. Oh.
You know what? He might take you up on that, and you can meet Kelly, and all three of you have just a grand old time, right?
Yeah, well, maybe me and Mike will go in there, and we'll beat up the Fabulous Ones. We'll have masks on. we'll bring our fake WWE championships and challenge the Fabulous Ones, and then you'll see the first two white boys in space without a rocket. So I don't know what we would call each other. I mean, I don't have no idea. Bald and toothless. I don't know. He's got one missing. Mike's got one tooth missing, so he could whistle that way. So it's a good thing. He's gonna kill me now.
Yeah, you're gonna. He's a former Marine now. You're gonna get it now. That's
well,
awesome.
he may try to get me, but I got 40 yards and a lot of ammo, but he'll still get me. All right. Well, I got 40 yards and a lot of ammo.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for helping out with the podcast.
Cool. People keep listening to Turnbuckle Trash, and you'll enjoy every bit of it. And you'll hear more jokes from myself and my uncle and Zane. Will have so much fun. And if you don't mind, I still got to go to my lawyer and talk to my ex-wife again and see if I can get any money out of her. So
yeah, good luck.
Good luck with that one too.
Okay, you take care of yourself, Mr. Christopher Evans and Chris on the Mat.
All right, bud. Y'all have a good one now.
Now it's time to go to school.
You like wrestling?
Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Juice.
Juice.
Dave on
the
other
side. Have you calmed down yet?
Well, yeah. You know, listening to Chris Evans always calms me down, but always fires me up, too. Chris Evans is the freaking man.
He is the man, is he not?
Yeah, I think he's actually surpassed you as being the man.
Just because he's younger, but I'm better looking?
If there was a Mount Rushmore of WWE broadcasters, it would be Zayn, AJ Salveson, and then three other stone faces of Chris Evans.
I'm not even there?
No. Like I said, I feel like...
Can I be down with a Geronimo statue? I mean, it's just down the road.
No.
I went there last year.
Shut up.
Okay.
So...
I want to be somewhere.
Hey, what's your thoughts about this set? Want to put another shrimp on the barbie?
Oh, yes. The Melbourne, Australian, coming up, the WWE... Super Showdown! October the 6th is when it's going to be at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. They're saying this is going to be huge in Australia. Huge. They're going to have the old man's match, as you called it.
They're going to call this the Kane and Walker match. they gotta use their walkers and nothing else.
Oh, man, they're both in good shape.
Undertaker's not in great shape. Yeah, I can only imagine. Hello. Hey, Undertaker, it's me, Triple H. Yeah, what's up? What are you doing? I'm sitting at home watching your pathetic writers screw up the WWE. What are you doing? Yeah, hey, I was just wondering, would you, we're going to Australia, and we'd love to have you over our Super Showdown. For what exactly? To wrestle me. For the 475th time. Yeah, we're too old for that. No, man. I gotcha. No, you don't understand. We are too old for this. No, I understand, but listen. If you ever make me get out of my freaking lazy boy chair, I will come down there and put a choke slam right on you in front of your wife and kids. Yeah, sounds terrific. Why don't you go ahead and do that and come into Australia and do it? How's that sound? No, listen, I'll even pay you. You'll pay me. How much? Oh, well, I want a big pay raise. How much? We'll talk numbers later.
I bet that's how the conversation went. Do you often talk to yourself? Do you often
You know, I'm not
going to
freaking just invade my personal life upon this podcast.
Okay.
Purveball.
But how do you really feel about The Undertaker and Triple H?
What a waste of freaking time. It's like Shane McMahon. He's 83 years old, and he's been jumping off of barriers and rings and taking garbage cans to the face. Let's move on.
And then they're going to have Shawn Michaels as the special referee.
Oh, I wonder where I've seen this before, huh?
Yeah, that was the last time they wrestled with Shawn was the referee, and they had that little moment. When they're all three walking off the stage, where all three of them We're kind of arm in arm.
And other matches are going to be John Cena and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Elias. That's cool. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. Hey, that's a good match.
Uh-huh.
The Shield.
Uh-huh.
Versus, I like this one, Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew.
That's going to be fun.
I actually like that. That's
I think Drew McIntyre is awesome. He should be a champ.
Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins. They'll face off versus the Riot Squad. That should be good. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe for the WWE Championship, and Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Now, Buddy is from Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah, that will give the crowd, you know, something really to cheer about.
I mean, but otherwise,
it's nothing more than what they did when they went to Saudi Arabia. It's money. They're looking to make some bucks, and they're looking to make their international market more. And then you add on top of that, even though they lessened the amount of pay-per-views from 15 to 12, now we've got the women's pay-per-view, which is coming up, Evolution. Then we've got the one from Australia. Then we had the one from Saudi Arabia. So now we're getting more. And what is it all about? Getting that network more subscribers. Because for $9.99 a month, but wait, there's more. You can find all kinds of content. And now, even though they claim they have lessened the amount of pay-per-views, they've actually increased it. I bet they have another special announcement between now and the end of the year where they're going to go foreign again. Maybe, I think they've done something in England, too. You know, they're adding NXT from Great Britain. That's going to be an NXT program from there.
See, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's going to be every week. Yeah, so it's, you know, that's what they're doing. They're just trying to make that network even more valuable to them for only $9.99 a month. And for a new subscriber, it's free. Now, are you going to be watching the Mae Young Classic?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Yeah, I think
I'm
that's
actually kind of intrigued by that.
I'm going to have to watch a little bit more this year than I did last year because
is she
fun.
Still alive?
No, May passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay,
and they're going to be doing it again. This is the second year in a row that they've done this tournament. 31 women from around the world. I think Madison Rayne's going to be involved. There are some pretty big names from around the world in the independent circuit that are all going to be part of this year's event. And it will be shown on the network right after NXT on Wednesday nights, I believe. So, And by the way, let me tell you something. NXT TakeOver was 2 hours incredible on the SummerSlam weekend. It was awesome. There wasn't a weak match in that two-hour program. Not one weak one. Not like Braun Strowman and Kevin. I mean, it was awesome. Loved it. I even bought t-shirts. I've got an EC3 t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
And
that's
a
cool.
Adam Cole Bay t-shirt. So, anyway, back to the Mae Young Classic. It's the women's classic. There's going to be all kinds of different people. Like I said, Madison Rayne's going to be there. Other names that I recognize. Do you ever watch American Ninja Warrior on NBC?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Catanzaro, who was a competitor. She was the first woman to climb that wall.
Mm-hmm.
She has been training with the Full Scale University, and she's going to be part of this Mae Young Classic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she's going to be there. Maya Kim from South Korea is going to be there. Vanessa Craven from Canada. There's going to be Chinese competitors and more. So, awesome. Awesome stuff.
That's awesome. By the way, who do we got here?
We have Zane. We're going to hook up through our Skype, and we're going to get Zane. Okay.
Awesome. Look forward to it.
Hold on just a second. We'll be right back.
We're going to break here?
Yeah, take a break.
So let's take a break here. We're coming back. We're going to have Zane Pearson join us. It's been a while since Zane and I have actually spoken to each other, so I'm excited about this. Just a reminder that the WWE Super Showdown, with the main event being the Walker match. It'll be a Melbourne Cricket Ground, or excuse me, it'll be in Melbourne, Australia on Melbourne Cricket Ground, again, October 6th of this year. All right, coming back, we'll talk to Zane Pearson, Dave Denton, Ozzie Salveson. You're listening to Turnbuckle.
I like to hurt people.
Okay, now, I want a push fight, you understand? I want a fair fight and a push fight. No biting, no hair pulling, and no hitting below the belt.
And there goes that fantasy, man.
We're here.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Turnbuckle Trash.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Ozzie Salveson alongside Dave Denton. And, of course, our third partner in crime, one not to forget, Zane Pearson.
Joining you via satellite. Isn't that what they used to say, the industry?
Joining
us via satellite.
Dude, me and Zane have not been on a show together in 31 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It was 1976, the last time I remember, back when old Grizzly Adams was the WWW world title champion holder.
That was Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, was that him?
Yes.
Oh, he was 12 years old then.
I was just a young tyke riding a Fisher-Price little bike around, jumping off my mattress and landing on to my stuffed animals.
Atta boy. You had names for him and everything.
I broke Woody on the very first match. I ended his career.
Oh, gosh.
I destroyed Buzz Lightyear. That stupid slinky dog. I still haven't seen him since.
So, dude, it's been a whirlwind in the world wrestling entertainment.
Hey, can I breeze your brain? And you're right. Can I just buzz your brain with a bunch of questions and get your thoughts on some things?
Absolutely.
So, good gosh, you and Dave are meant for each other. first thing I want to ask you, Zane, SummerSlam, it's over. Roman Reigns is still your champion. Is there a problem with seeing Roman Reigns as your champion?
I'm just glad they finally pulled the trigger on something, made a decision. I wish, of course, in a perfect world, I would have rather seen it be Samoa Joe beat Brock Lesnar a long time ago, and we could have seen Joe have some pretty good feuds with even Roman and a lot of other people. But again, you know, like Dave always says, we're fans. We are not creative. We are not members of creative. So we just have to sit back and wonder sometimes what goes through the creative minds of the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Daniel Bryan and Miz have got something pretty special going on. They had a great match at SummerSlam. I think that will pick right up again in Hell in a Cell. What's your thoughts on that?
I thought it was excellent. The build-up to it was a little strange. I mean, you know, Daniel Bryan's been back for a while. When's he been back? He's been back for a few months. He had some kind of silly feuds, and you could tell they were just kind of putting this off for SummerSlam, and then all of a sudden it was kind of like, wham, here it is. And so I thought the build-up was a little bit fast, I guess you'd say. But then they say, oh, this has been building for years and years and years. So if you look at it from that perspective, it wasn't too fast. But it did come a little fast. But I'm glad that it happened, and I think that it was a good match. And I loved the ending to the match.
Wasn't that great?
I love that ending, dude. That is what we need. More classic heel stuff like that.
And The Miz is so good at it. I was going to ask you, Zane. By the way, this is Dave. If you can't tell the difference between our radio voices, I was going to ask you, Zane, about the build up once again. When we go back to when Daniel was not a competitor, he was not cleared to compete, and that great SmackDown, the after show that they did for just a short time, when The Miz and Daniel Bryan got into it, and it looked like it was. That was one of the most real moments that was probably scripted that I've ever seen between The Miz and Daniel Bryan. It was incredible, wasn't it?
Dude, every promo The Miz cuts is like that, though. It's like every time he gets on the mic, I mean, his face turns red, the veins pop out of his head, and he is so passionate and so good. It's like, you know, somebody like The Miz has a long career in front of him, because he could, you know, if he doesn't have a stroke from cutting a promo, he could stay on the mic for a long time.
And
no,
you know,
pun intended. Get it, Mike? The mic.
Mike. Oh yeah, that was really funny, he said laughingly. But you know, Miz also is going to have a great career after his in-ring career, because you know why? He's going to morph right into the announcing table. He'll be so good behind the mic. I'm really excited for him. So one more quick question for you, Zane O'Mac. That match between AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, was that the best match of the night to you? It was to me.
You know, honestly, I don't know. That's a tough one. I really, really, really liked the Miz match. I really did. And there was a lot of really, really, really good stuff in that match too. And the way that it ended was pretty surprising. I mean, they're really playing it off that struck a nerve with AJ, and he's getting really, really upset. And boy, they're really playing that off pretty good.
It's excellent. It's one of the best storylines I've seen in a long time, as far as just a story from the WWE. Similar to Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Wrestling down in NXT, which I don't know if you got to see NXT TakeOver, but those guys, when they get in the ring, there is something magical between those two. I expect that both of them will be either at 205 or they'll be on the main roster soon. They're just awesome.
I didn't watch 205, but anytime NXT puts on a show, it's always better than the WWE.
The TakeOver event was really, really incredibly good. So I want to flip you back over here to the other guy.
Hi, Zane. It's me again.
My man, Juice. Talk to me, brother.
Unfortunately, we have a old man's match in Australia. It goes to the Super Showdown, featuring Triple H versus The Undertaker. Winner gets a pair of dentures, a lifetime supply of urine bags, and a walker. Am I as pessimistic about this match as you, or do you see something good in
this? Just think that they have completely and totally – I mean, it's like the old days of surprises are gone, and I just – it was like when Raw – was that during Raw? Triple H comes out and cuts a promo on, you know, oh, I'm going to get back in the ring one more time. And it had absolutely nothing to do with the show. It had absolutely nothing to do with like, anything, really. And it's like, why are they even advertising this match? Why – we've seen it before. I'm just like, you know, and why not – why not do a little bit of build up to it and just say, you know, it's like, oh, hey, I got an idea. Let's get Triple H and The Undertaker back in the ring. Maybe we can sell some tickets if people know they're coming, you know. Whereas, you know, people would still buy tickets to the event, and then if they had some kind of build up to it on television the previous few weeks, then they would sell last minute tickets. So the ticket sales would be there whether they had a build up to it or not. So I don't know why they need to announce everything. And the days of surprise are gone, you know.
What's your thoughts on Ronda Rousey and what she's done? I mean, she had a big win over Alexa Bliss, a very quick win too. She dominated that match from the get go. You know, pinned, or I guess makes Alexa Bliss submit with the armbar. Your thoughts on Ronda Rousey and her effect on the WWE thus far?
I don't know. You know, here's my thought. Do you remember Ken Shamrock when Ken Shamrock was in the WWE?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, when Ken Shamrock was in the WWE, you didn't see him throwing his opponent into the corner and, you know, I mean, Ken Shamrock was actually, you know, did his best to wrestle. I mean, hit the ropes and suplexes and, you know, have, like, legitimate matches. But, like, I'm so confused with that. That they don't. It's like, oh, you're in the MMA. Oh, come over to WWE. Oh, you don't have to. No, no, you don't need to spend any time in the Performance Center at all. You don't have to suplex. You don't have to learn any of these moves. All you have to do is pretend to throw him in the corner and punch him, and like that's it. And so that's one of my gripes with it. You know, not that it's all trying to be negative, but I just kind of find that a little bit strange that they do that all the time. And I don't know. I wish that we would have seen Rousey have a few more feuds before they gave her the title. And honestly, somebody like that, like who on the roster really is going to take her on? You know, I mean, I guess Natalya, maybe we're going to see Natalya heel turn again and probably take her on. And I'm sure they could have some probably pretty solid matches. But, I mean, I've seen Ronda. I've seen some clips of her in the training center. And I know she knows how to do more than, you know, put them in the rack and throw them on the ground and pound them. And I don't know why she's not doing more.
Good stuff, Zane. Really good stuff. Hey, can you stick around for another segment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll come back here. Zane Pearson joins Dave Denton. I'm AJ Salvis, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess I'll just try and take over the world.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
It's a pile of trash.
So Dave, we're done with SummerSlam. WWE's gearing up for Hell in a Cell, but it's time to go to, as Bob Seger would say, turn the page.
Metallica too, by the way. So.
Yes, Metallica too, which did a great cover of it, yeah, by the way. Yeah. So if we turn the page in the book of wrestling, that sounds like it could be like a movie or something like the old ancient book of wrestling. That's where you learn how to grapple, you know, something like that. But so if you turn the page, if you will, what would you say is on the next page, Dave?
Well, the one thing that I'm kind of interested to see is what Impact Wrestling is doing. Their storylines are getting very strong. There is the possibility in the near future that one Chris Jericho might become part of Impact Wrestling.
Whoa.
If that happens, what will happen to their ratings? I mean, really, think about it. Chris Jericho, part of Impact Wrestling? I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, they're getting ready to do this this cruise coming up in October with the Young Bucks and Cody. Several of the Impact stars are going to be there. Several of the ROH stars are going to be there. They're going to do rock and roll. They're going to do comedy. They're going to do wrestling all on this cruise in October. Chris Jericho is the host. They're actually going to film it, and they're going to make it part of a reality show that's going to show on the Canadian broadcast company. I don't know if any network in the United States has decided to pick that up yet, but boy, wouldn't that be kind of cool to see that here in the States, too.
You know what I'll tell you would be even cooler?
What's that?
To go on that frickin' rock and wrestling cruise.
Oh, wouldn't my gosh. That, though? Dude, that would be awesome, man.
Bucket frickin' list right there.
Ugh.
Dude, and you know what else is on my bucket list? And
what's
it
that?
May come. It may come. It may. It just may.
Uh-huh.
But the new stadium, football stadium in Vegas, you know, there is a possibility that we could get a WrestleMania out west.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt that within 2 to 3 years. I want it. And I want to go.
If it comes to Vegas, I will figure out a way to go. Even if I have to sell my child, I'd probably that extreme. But
well, I'll buy him. He's such a cute kid. No, that would be really cool, wouldn't it? I think I would have to say something to my wife. You know, say, you know what? It's WrestleMania. It's close. I gotta go. You know. Got to save up money forever, but as soon as if they ever make that announcement, the savings account is going to open up. I'm going to sell my soul on eBay along with several thousand comic books to try to make my way down there.
Oh, man, that would just be awesome. So let's shift back back into drive here now that we kind of coasted for a minute. So Impact and Seth has, I mean, they just kind of fallen off the face of the earth. And I mean, are they, what's going on? I mean, I haven't heard, they haven't been making a splash in the industry very, from a more of a casual type fans approach or something. If you're not directly following them, then how do you know what's going on?
Well, I kind of keep up with them a little bit. I try to watch at least their highlight show that's available on a YouTube channel. Then their Slammiversary got rave reviews from all the pro wrestling dirt sheets. Said it was completely awesome. They have a Sami Callihan is probably the one that's making the most news in the, quote, smaller circuit. He's wrestling for Impact. He's also on Lucha Underground. He has been on the podcast with Bully Ray. He's been doing stuff in the House of Hardcore. He's one of the up-and-coming names right now, Sami Callihan. And I don't know if you saw the social media post with Marty the Moth Martinez and Sami Callihan. They had just gotten through recording at the temple for Lucha Underground, and they were trying to find food. They were trying to find a Subway, and there were some drunk people. It was hilarious, just hilarious stuff.
Hmm. So what else has been going on? Have you heard anything? I'm a little surprised to see there's the same thing. There was a little waves with NWA when old Smashing Pumpkin, what's his bucket's name?
Billy Corgan, yeah.
When Billy bought him, and then the same thing. It just kind of has fallen off the mainstream channels and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of fallen a little bit off the mainstream, but Nick Aldis is the champion as the time of this recording. Of course, he's going to be taking on Cody at All In for the NWA Championship. Nick has been doing really good work in some of the smaller promotions. He's been basically going all over the world. Wrestled with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood against Colt Cabana in China. The first professional wrestling match that was ever broadcast from China was Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, of no doubt. And then he's also going to be part of All In. Cody talked to Nick Aldis saying that, yeah, while I'm out here beating people like Dalton Castle and wrestling against people like the Young Bucks and wrestling the Briscoes, you're wrestling a 53-year-old gym teacher. And boy, the crowd went crazy. Ooh. On that. Yeah.
Well, not Tim Storm. He is. I thought that. I mean, that is a cool story. You know?
Yes, it is.
Did you watch any of those? It was like they did some, I guess, mini documentaries. They were like 20 minutes long on him and how he's a school teacher and he was carrying that belt through the airport. And, you know, what a neat story. I mean, the guy's a full-time school teacher and he fits pro wrestling into his life and I don't know. I just thought that was such a cool story.